On a warm, blustery morning in Stonington, a picturesque village of about 1,500 souls at the tip of Deer Isle, halfway up the coast of Maine, a gray-bearded and wiry fisherman stands on the dock and looks wistfully out to sea. Once, thousands of independent fishermen plied these cold waters, harvesting the abundant bottom feeders known here as groundfish, especially cod. Now, only a few dozen fishermen are still in business.
My name is Ted Ames. I'm a fisherman and seasonal researcher from Stonington, Maine.
What are you researching?
I have been researching historical groundfish ecology, primarily codfish and their relationship to other critters in the system.
What is your interest in that?
Well, I groundfish cod, haddock, pollock, flounders of various kinds for about 20, 25 years. And I guess we caught them all up.
The sharp decline in Maine fishing was not inevitable, and Ted Ames believes need not be permanent. A half century ago, Maine's famed lobster fishery was also in trouble. But thanks to strict curbs on the size and number and type of lobsters that may be caught, and self-regulation among lobstermen, the Maine lobster industry is now healthy and is expected to remain so. I ask Ames why ground fishermen have not followed that example. Short-sightedness? Greed? Ignorance? Doubts that what worked for the lobster industry will work for them?
All of the above. The ground fishermen that have survived today are the ones that were very mobile, were extremely efficient. Their boats are designed to be at sea for a long period of time, and they've evolved a technology that's way more efficient than the reproductive capacity of the fish. The end result is if fish do start to recover somewhere, they're immediately flattened, and you just have to get out of that merry-go-round.
Like all fishermen, Ames has always had a keen interest in figuring out where the fish would be and in keeping the fish supply abundant. But early in life, Ames also developed a scientific interest in ocean ecology and biochemistry, for which he received a master's degree as a young man. His passion has been to figure out where in the Gulf of Maine the populations of cod once bred before their decline in the 1920s, 30s, and early 40s. In the mid-1990s, Ames came ashore and went to work as executive director of the Maine Gillnetters Association. The group called for the creation of fish hatcheries that would release fingerlings into the old spawning grounds. The question was, where exactly had those spawning grounds been? With high-tech computer maps of the ocean floor in hand, Ames set out to interview elderly fishermen who would recall from experience where to look.
As a result, we were able to confirm these large numbers of spawning areas, and we used several criteria: depth, historical records, proper substrate, the fact that the fish were there at the proper season to reproduce, and so on.
In 2005, Ames received a MacArthur Fellowship, a so-called genius grant given each year by the private foundation to dozens of innovative people. The $250,000 cash award helped Ames pursue his research, combining fishermen's ecological knowledge, his map data, and the results of a cod tagging study that revealed spawning and migration routes.
You have to look at it in terms of an XY plot. You have this, basically a map, and you know where all of these points are, like a polka dot pattern. And you know when codfish are at certain polka dots at certain times of the year. So you chase around where they move sequentially to and from their spawning ground as far as you can. It's just a wonderful problem to mess with.
Fishermen and researchers have often been at odds. Many fishermen believe researchers know nothing of the real ocean. Many scientists believe fishermen have difficulty grasping the larger ecological picture. Ames feels that his discoveries are a vindication for both camps and could help restore and preserve a cherished New England way of life.
Everything on the sea is changing constantly, and you're a part of that. Until you've had sunrises and sunsets on the water, or been caught in a bad storm, or pulled a bag of fish aboard the boat, or gone out and expected to have a terrible day and had a wonderful one, or vice versa, you just can't appreciate just how fundamental it is to go out and say, I know or I believe that I'm good enough to earn for myself and family, and it would be a tragedy to see it disappear.
With Ted Ames on Deer Isle in Stonington, Maine, I'm Adam Phillips reporting.